Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to another broadcast. It is the fourth day of January 2021. Yes, we have made it into a brand new year, a brand new day, and it's a brand new week. And so we're just giving thanks to God for bringing us and protecting us this far. And thank you so much for listening. And I'm sharing with you my quarantine episode that I've been doing over the last couple of months during the quarantine time. So this is something that I do in the morning on WhatsApp. And I just want to share that with you. And I pray that it will be a blessing and encourage your heart. Thank you for listening. Have yourself a safe and productive and wonderful day, evening, afternoon, whenever time you listen to this broadcast. And thank you for sharing also. All right, have yourself a fantastic time. Bye. Until tomorrow. Good morning to you. How are you doing this morning? It's a beautiful morning. It's overcast, but it's still beautiful. I know it's going to be a beautiful day, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the first day of the week, and it's the first work week of the year 2021. Yay! We live to see 2021, and we are so grateful to God, because He had protected us and caused us to see this day, whether or not you believe it. He's such a good God. And that is all we have. Even though you might not acknowledge Him, or you might deny Him, be still God. Because His word said, He let the rain fall on the unjust and the just. And He is the God. Whether or not you want to acknowledge Him, whether or not you think that it's a figment of the imagination, He's real. He's a real. Real as the breath you breathe. Real as the wind that you feel blowing in your air. Real as the sand in your feet. Real as the sun shining on your face. He's so real. And He is everything that we have. You know, this morning I woke up and I just went outside. And I just looked in the skies, and you know, you watch the sun comes up and you notice the clouds. The cloud is not standing still, it's always moving. And you see the cloud just rolling across the skies. You see the section where the sun ray has not hit us yet. It's dark and gloomy. But where the sun is coming up is golden. And it tends to be a little bit more translucent, that you can actually see the blue skies. And, you know, I just look at that. And then you look across and you see
the sun ray hitting the dark cloud, and it's a beautiful, beautiful orange, reddish color. You just see the beauty of God. Regardless of whatever is happening, the beauty of nature. That's not man's work. That's God. And sometimes I realize that we take for granted everything that we have around us. And we rely on ourselves and not on God. And we put our trust in man and not in God. You know, it hit me that during this pandemic, You know, we have now reached a place where we're putting our trust. I'm not having anything against it. It's just something that's came to my mind about in science. You hear everybody proposing that science, and we are depending on the science and Dr. Fauci, that they know what they're doing and they will give us something that will save us from the pandemic, from the coronavirus, the vaccination and all of that. I don't have anything to say about that. But I'm saying that we have put our trust in man and what man is doing. That nobody has not come about and said, put your trust in God. Let's pray. Let's call a divine day of prayer and calling on God. Let's call an international day of prayer, of fasting, and calling on God. Nobody has come forward. I don't hear the church. I don't hear anybody in the church doing that. The church has lost its voice. What's going on? And you know, all of this lead me to this morning when I found this scripture verse. It's from 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. And I'm going to take it from the Message Bible. The Message Bible have this way of putting things that are just right in your face. And it goes like this. But you ask God for help, and he gave you the victory. God is always on the alert, constantly on the lookout for people who are totally committed to him. You are foolish to go for human help when you could have had God's help. Now you're in trouble. One round of war after the other. Amen. Look at that. Look at that. Don't you think God can wipe out, eradicate this if we humble ourselves before him and cry out to him in unison, in one voice? Doesn't the Bible tell us that Jonah, when he gave Jonah the instruction to go to Nineveh and tell the people that they have sinned and he's going to destroy Nineveh, when he did that, the king called out for a solemn day of fasting and praying, and God, he held back his hand for a while. Even when you look in the Bible, there's so many instances where God, where destruction is coming and the people cry out in unison and God stop that destruction. Don't you think that we, in today's modern world, if we cry out to God in unison, don't you think that he can stop this pandemic? I know a lot of us during this time, we have drawn closer to God. We have seen the hands of God in our life. We have seen his protection. But it's unlike more on a local level. And it's like the faith of the people and the faith of the men who are in power. Their heart is so far from God. That nobody is even talking about God to help. And why am I saying this? because this is supposed to be a day of encouragement, a time of encouragement. When you encourage your heart, and it's within you, that encouraging spirit is in you, you're going to go out and encourage somebody else. And that person is going to turn around and encourage somebody else. So it have a ripple effect that the whole, you can affect a whole village, a whole city, a whole town, a whole state, even the whole world. And we need that. Man think that he is above God and he can do anything without the help of God. But God is showing us that we need him. We can't do anything without him. We can't. We are mere mortals. We can invent things. We don't know if this vaccination is working. You have heard and seen that people have taken the vaccination and yet they still come down with COVID. God is our greatest vaccination, is our greatest protector in everything that we're doing. And as we start this week, we need to look to God for everything. I need to look for him, look to him for my protection, that he will keep me through this time. He will protect me through this time. Because the word of God said he will do that. He will. And that is where our faith lies, in God. In him, believing in his word, not taking it for granted, but trusting in him. And so this morning, as you go throughout your day, I just want you to be encouraged in your heart. And put your trust in God that he's able to protect you. He's able to guide you. He's able to take care of you. And he has been taking care of you. We are in 2021. You're alive. And God has done his work. He has kept you. He has kept you. Sometimes we don't even realize how close we come to death. And if it wasn't for the grace and mercies of God, we wouldn't have made it. But he kept you for a reason. And for that, we need to be thanking him and praising him every single day, every single minute. So I just wanted to encourage you this morning that you continue to praise and worship him, and in your way, that he is God and he is Lord, and you're trusting in him, and you're not trusting in man. You're trusting in the higher power of God, that he will do what he said he will do, and he will take you through, because he took you through 2020, the year of uncertainty, the year of sorrow, the year of pandemic, and he will do that for you this year. That is the word. Be bold, be courageous. That's the word. So as we go through today, I just want to say this. Father, I thank you for today. Thank you for your word. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for being our protector, our shield. Thank you for being, above all, our shepherd, that you will guide and protect us. So we give you this week, we give you this year, we give you this day, and we put it in your hands, and we ask you to bless and keep us. And we look to you for everything, not only to man, but you. You are the author and finisher of our faith. You are the great I am that you are. And so we bless you. And we give you everything in Jesus' name. Amen. So my friends, until tomorrow morning, when I can come back to say it, good morning to you. Have a safe, fantastic, and productive day.